Insurance. Get a quote at 217-328-1612.
Barry Raycock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Democrats are ready to question the Attorney General. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In a hearing in a half hour at the House, it's supposed to be about his budget, but it'll likely focus on the Russia probe. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
House Democrats plan to grill the Attorney General about his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report and his decision-making process in crafting the four-page summary of Mueller's findings that there was no Russia conspiracy. Barr has said that he was aiming to release a public version of the report by mid-April. Democrats have demanded that Congress receive the full unredacted report and all of its underlying evidence, including possible obstruction of justice. House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Nita Lowey will also use her opening statement to criticize what she calls Barr's unacceptable handling of the Mueller report. Dave?
John, there's another federal court ruling against the Trump administration's immigration policy, blocking officials from sending immigrants who seek asylum here back to Mexico to wait. The judge ruled it's unsafe to the migrants. President Trump tweeted, so unfair to the U.S., out of control. The day after the Taliban bombed a convoy near a NATO base in Afghanistan, killing three American troops, we learn one of them was a New York City firefighter. Carrie Drew is with Fox 5 TV outside his station.
There is a flag lowered to half staff to remember the life of FDNY firefighter Christopher Slutman. According to the FDNY, Slutman was a decorated 15-year veteran of the department and a married father of three children who also served as a U.S. Marine.
In Iran, a death to America chant in the parliament with some Iranian lawmakers dressed in paramilitary uniforms the day after the U.S. declared Iran's Revolutionary Guards a terrorist organization. It's a happy day at the University of Virginia.
I'm so happy.
Fans partied into the night after Virginia beat Texas Tech in overtime to win the college basketball national championship. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The Democratic presidential race is even more crowded. Congressman Eric Swalwell joined it last night. Swalwell telling the CBS Late Show he sees a country in quicksand.
None of that is going to change until we get a leader who is willing to go big on the issues we take on, be bold in the solutions we offer, and do good in the way that we govern. I'm ready to solve these problems. I'm running for president of the United States.
Swalwell joins more than a dozen other Democratic candidates. South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg has already raised more than $7 million. May formally entered the race this weekend. Former Vice President Biden also considering a run. From Utah to Montana over to Wisconsin and areas in between, it's not going to look like April.
An intensifying late season winter storm is developing over the central U.S. with heavy snow, strong winds, and ice. Blizzard warnings have been issued for Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Locally heavy rain could also cause flooding and some severe storms across the warm sector of the system on Wednesday and Thursday.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, some areas could get over a foot of snow. A woman in Maine's in trouble over white powder.
A letter containing white powder the sender claimed was ricin was mailed to Collins' home in October. Hazmat teams determined it was starch. All mail addressed to Collins' home was then screened, and a handwritten letter was intercepted leaking a fine white powder days later. It was also starch. Investigators say they lifted a fingerprint from that letter and traced it to 37-year-old Suzanne Mascara. Charges have been filed against her for the second letter, but not the first. While prosecutors won't discuss a motive, the senator's husband says the first letter mentioned Collins' controversial vote in favor of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
President Trump tweeted today the U.S. will impose tariffs on $11 billion of products from the European Union. On Wall Street, stock futures lower before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Some procedures at Carle facilities were postponed after there were phone and IT outages at several locations, including the patient contact center and the patient record center. The problems have been fixed. A Champaign man who violated his probation from a robbery charge was given another 6 months in the county jail. 20-year-old Christavian Baya pleaded guilty in October to robbery. He was given 2 years of probation but did not meet his probation officer in December or since then or take part in court-ordered counseling. Rantoul police arrested a 16-year-old for firing a gun over the weekend. The News Gazette says the teen allegedly fired the gun at an east side home on Saturday morning. No one was injured. University of Illinois police are looking for a sexual assault suspect. Police say the University of Illinois student met the suspect through a dating app, and the victim was allegedly sexually assaulted Monday night at Sherman Hall. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
The Exercise Technology and Cognition Lab at the University of Illinois is looking for adults, especially men, ages 35 to 64 who are not currently physically active, to participate in a year-long exercise study. This includes a one-year membership to the Refinery Gym, a Fitbit you can keep, and $100 cash for completing testing. If interested, visit exercisestudy.com/join. Go to exercisestudy.com/join or call 217-300-7484. That's 217-300-7484.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Okay, here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Boy, it's a gorgeous day today with a high 68, sunny, down to 41 this evening. Partly cloudy with a high 57 tomorrow. Then more clouds and a low 49 Wednesday night. Late, we have a 20% chance of showers, 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and winds up to 30 mile an hour come Thursday. We've got a high 73 expected, though. Only up to 53, partly cloudy and windy on Friday, 55 on Saturday with the clouds. Right now, the temperature's at 51. ESPN 93.5.
All right, so glad you're listening. It's April 9. I'm Stevie J. We have a chance to win foreigner tickets. They're coming June 23. Remember when the State Farm Center was nothing but sweaty in the summer? Now it's comfortable. As of the renovation and all the ACs. The foreigner will be here in the summer, June 23. Diane, you really want me to make this hard? She just likes it hard as far as a challenging
trick. I thought that people could get this by in the first 10 seconds.
Okay, anyway. So if I play this little clip, somebody will have to identify the title of this song.
Right.
And they win two free tickets. Tickets go on sale, 866-ALINE-I-1, Thursday morning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is all I'll give you.
Okay,
if this
good.
Is the way you want to do
okay.
this, all right.
Okay.
In my life. That's all you get.
I mean, I was thinking you'd take the beginning.
What,
was that
where still,
just,
you okay, think that's whatever. Easy? Let's see if you know it. Do you know that?
Okay, one more time.
You don't know it. No, I'm not getting. That's it. No, you're not. Okay. Listen carefully.
In my
okay, that's it.
Okay, there's coming in. Oh, yeah.
Is
yeah.
that right?
I should have known that. And see?
You made it tough. You're the one that said I was going to go dun-dun-dun. You're as cold as and leave it. And no, you wanted to go toughy on you.
I mean, we've heard so many foreigner songs. This is going to be a great show.
In my life. Can you name that
up.
Song?
Mm-hmm. There
you
we go.
359-2255. Mm-hmm. Two tickets to Foreigner.
In my
okay, 359-2255 if you want foreigner tickets.
And we prefer you text in the song title because we are getting some calls.
Okay, 359-2255, the same as the voice and text.
That's so. Right.
Okay, we'll see if, in fact, this is as easy as now Diane says it is. Stand by.
Partner with BC for Purpose and Progress during National Volunteer Month this April. From feeding the hungry to helping the homeless, our associates volunteer their time and talents during our annual initiative, Community Promise Month. With countless hours served and millions donated, we look forward to increasing our impact each year. Join our cause. Visit Busey.com to learn more today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
What do you want people to know about your work?
We all come and do this job for the right reasons, and we're just people, and we're trying to be out there and do the best we can.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's a lot of criticism about law enforcement, or at least from a vocal minority, but I mean, we all come in here with good intentions, and we do the best job we can.
It's just, I know they've got some law enforcement recruiting going on. What do you say to that young person who wants to get into this profession?
It is absolutely the best job in the world, and I say that with 100% honesty and sincerity. It's the best job I've ever had. It's really the only thing I've done my entire adult life. The military, I was a military police officer, which is a little bit different than what we do in the civilian, in that civilian role. But it's literally the best job in the world. I cannot imagine doing anything else.
Well, it's something different every day, that's for sure.
Yes, and that's part of the draw to it. It's a challenge, different challenges every day, and you come to work. It, fundamentally, you do the same job, but it's different every single day.
Here is Sergeant Andrew Good, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.com.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolates.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh, my goodness. Life is like a box of
chocolates. Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast nationwide network and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Okay. 812 ESPN 93.5. And you are?
Matt.
Matt, listen carefully, my friend.
In my
I'm looking for the title of that Foreigner song. They're coming June 23, State Farm Center. Matt, for the 2 free tickets, what is the name of that song?
That is I Want to Know What Love Is.
That'd be the wrong song.
Okay.
I was so slick.
Should we name that one now?
No, that's tomorrow. That's easy, right?
Yeah.
I'll scrap that.
Okay.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, my friend. It is I Want to Know What Love Is. It's Foreigner, and you're going for free, Matt.
Good job, Matt.
Way to go.
That is awesome. You guys are great. I appreciate that.
You betcha, buddy. Thank you for listening. Matt wins. Get to the bridge here. State Farm, June 23, tickets on sale Thursday morning, 10 a.m., 866-ALINI-1. All right, we'll check your sports coming up.
Michelle had actually called several landscapers in the area, and Joel responded, and she was very impressed with his professionalism.
You know, Mitch and I have only been in Champaign about a year and a half. You know, we were very leery of people up here because we had our circle of professionals that we were used to using. You know, immediately I could see his genuine, authentic honesty and care for his customers.
I'm Joel Kusky, and you can connect with me at Kusky.com, KOUSKI.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Sarah,
Shannon,
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
Their unmistakable music, their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back.
You're as cold as ice.
June 23rd, the State Farm Center Theater in Champaign. Their music changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner. Tickets are on sale April 11th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com, 866-ALINI-1, or in person at the State Farm Center ticket office. Foreigner. Presented by the State Farm Center Theater.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and Sorry. Coming! Here's your ducky. And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at your local pet store.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. April 8 through 12 is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us change the lives of kids who need us most and celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week by going to dmbgc.org to learn more about our work and to support our mission to change lives at the Boys and Girls Club. Whose life will you help change today?
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
All right, really quality win for the Cardinals last night, beating the Dodgers, who were on fire. I mean, they'd won five straight, hadn't even trailed in a game for 42 innings. I mean, they were really, really hot. Cardinals calmed them down, I guess, 4-3.
Good win. Nice homer from Marcell Ozuna, yeah. Too.
That's the fastest off-the-bat home run so far in Major League Baseball, 115 miles an hour.
Whoa.
He just smoked it over the left field board, just barely, just down the line. But, yeah, Cardinals hold on and win in a really good baseball game.
And we got a game tonight, then?
Yep. Six drive on the air at 5:50 again. And the Cubbies play game two in their series with the Pirates.
That is tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. They're off
seven.
Today. They did that for the weather thing.
That's
if it was
right.
Good for them.
Uh-huh.
So tomorrow back with the Cubs in Wrigley.
But 10-0 yesterday over the Pittsburgh Pirates. There's a little concern out of Wrigley about John Lester after two innings, running an RBI double, getting a hamstring injury. Tampa Bay over the Chicago White Sox 5-1. They've got a game on the Chicago South side at 1:10 today. Our Illini at 20-10 on the season. Our facing ISU today. Aiden Maldonado will take the mound for the U of I. That's at 5 in Normal. Our softball team with a doubleheader in Missouri. Women's golf in Sunset, South Carolina.
Mm.
Ah, that sounds nice.
Sounds good, yeah.
The Clemson Invitational with a couple of our golfers on top of the leaderboard. We also had, of course, Virginia Cavaliers over Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime to get the national title game. And last year, they were beat by a 16 seed, so it adds to that kind of Cinderella-like story. Purdue junior guard Carson Edwards entering the NBA draft. Bulls and Knicks tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Join the U of I Community Credit Union, Shred-a-Palooza, a free event with shred trucks, food, and fun. The
up
event
to
will
five
take,
boxes.
Yep, up to five boxes. What size boxes?
Right.
Refrigerator boxes,
tubs.
Maybe? Or the event will take place Saturday, April 20th, week from Saturday 10 to 2 at their First Street branch, 22 South First Street. Shred trucks, inflatables, touch a truck, giant bubbles, local food trucks, and more fun. So if you've been kind of holding on to documents that you don't want, but you don't want to dump because of identity theft stuff, Shred-a-palooza. From the U of I Community
Credit
Union.
It's a fun event. I typically bring my DJ equipment out there. Sometimes we'll have inflatables and food trucks. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
So head on out off of First and Wednesday.
April 20 at 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go with weather.
High 68 with the sunshine. 41 hour low tonight. 57 with some more clouds tomorrow down to 49. Then a 20% chance of showers. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday with a high 73, low 45. We're currently at 52. ESPN 9. 93.5.
Yeah, again, Virginia over Texas Tech. I want you to hear Tony Bennett if you didn't hear him after the game. Quite a story. It really, really was after losing to a 16 seed a year ago, essentially being humiliated in the basketball world for that long, and then the unlikely way they won all these close games. I mean, they won them all, obviously, to win the title, but they could have lost four or five times. In fact, they were down in the first game again. More on that coming up. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Bank of America is raising its minimum wage to $20 an hour by the year 2021. The company says the first raise will come on May 1st when it'll raise the minimum hourly wage to $17. Employees will receive raises in increments until 2021. American Airlines says its first quarter will be impacted by the partial government shutdown at the start of the year and the grounding of the airline's 737 MAX fleet. It canceled 940 flights during the quarter as a result of the unplanned removal of the planes. American says the financial costs of the service disruption cannot be forecast at this time. The airline also says it's dealing with higher fuel prices. Things could be changing at the studio that produced Spider-Man and Men in Black. Reuters says investor Daniel Loeb's Third Point LLC has been investing in Sony Corp. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Tony Bennett's the head basketball coach at the University of Virginia, the son of Dick Bennett, who coached, some of you remember him, coach Wisconsin, who made it to the Final Four under Dick Bennett in the year 2000. This is Tony Bennett with Jim Nance after the game.
High drama, heart-stopping drama, and your team in overtime just got on a run. How did you guys do it?
They did. I don't know if all these guys will remember this, but when they come into my office, I got a poster of Rocky on the steps. And I told them, I said, I just want a chance at a title fight one day. That's all we want. And these guys came to fight in this title, and now we're the champs. And I'm so thankful because this is a great story. I played a song for them today called Hills and Valleys by Torrin Wells, and it just means that you're never alone in the hills or the valleys. And we faced those from last year to this year, but the credit goes to these young men, and I can't wait to celebrate with my wife and my kids and my parents, and I do want to thank the Lord and my Savior.
It was unbelievable run. Then the first game, here's Virginia, not the number one overall as they were last year when they lost to a 16, but they were a one seed. They're playing Gardner-Webb. Gardner-Webb's the 16 seed. First half, Virginia's down 14. And everybody had to be going, not again. They closed it to 6 at half. They went on to beat Gardner-Webb. They're behind 3 with 10 seconds in Purdue. They're behind 4 with Auburn with seconds left.
Uh-huh.
They're behind last night with 12 seconds left, down 3, and they hit a 3.
Boy, it's got to be a skill and being able to keep a level head and
well,
not think it's over.
It also just might be that, you know, this guy who's very faithful hung in there, was calm on the sideline the whole time. Just could not believe how calm his demeanor is on the sideline. And it just, Virginia was the team this year. And a lot of times to be the NCAA champion, you have to catch a couple breaks along the way. But they caught quite a few.
Yeah.
They won all the close ones. Foul called in the Auburn game. I mean, really? I mean, well, they hit the bodies, right? But I thought the officiating overall pretty good. Man, it was physical. Made me think of James Augustine getting his second foul.
Uh-huh.
Way back in the day in our title game in 05 when, you know, just they banged around, they let them. I thought the officiating pretty consistent. And that off the kid's finger, the baby finger, when it was tipped out of bounds, it looked like it was totally Texas Tech ball, and they reversed the call. That was large. There's a minute left and overtime with Virginia up 2, and Texas Tech lost a possession on the video. That was a big point in the game. Anyway, one of the better title games I've seen in some time, and it was refreshing to see teams that haven't been there forever, ever, and Virginia's never won one. Neither had Texas Tech, so that was fun.
Uh-huh.
And the energy in the building in Minneapolis was obvious. It was kind of cool. Okay, we're back in a moment. Your news is next. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:28 on this Tuesday morning.
We alarm.
Election day in Israel, with voters deciding whether to keep their prime minister.
The incumbent, Benjamin Netanyahu, hoping for a record fifth term. He told reporters, voting is a sacred act, something we are blessed with. His main challenger is centrist Benny Gantz.
Choose whoever you believe in. Respect each other and let us all wake up for a new dawn.
The vote is seen as too close to call.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 9 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he sold large amounts of crack cocaine. 31-year-old Nicholas Stevens admitted that he sold more than an ounce of crack cocaine a week for several months last year. In February, he pleaded guilty to possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. Rantoul police arrested a 16-year-old for firing a gun over the weekend. The News Gazette says the teen allegedly fired the gun at an East Side home on Saturday morning. No one was injured. University of Illinois police are looking for a sexual assault suspect. Police say the University of Illinois student met the suspect through a dating app, and the victim was allegedly sexually assaulted Monday night at Sherman Hall. WCIA says he was caught on security cameras. If you know anything, you should call police. The heavy metal band Megadeth will be opening this year's Illinois State Fair. The group will play August 9th. The fair runs from August 8th through the 18th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Can you keep a secret? It's one of the most popular events of the spring, and it's coming back April 20th. It's Shred-a-palooza at the U of I Community Credit Union. Join us on Saturday, April 20th for free family fun, along with food trucks and an opportunity for you to shred your sensitive paperwork. Bring up to 5 boxes of old documents, and we'll shred them for free. Learn more online today at uofi.creditunion.org or follow U of I Credit Union on Facebook.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 1616 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1616. Enjoy.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking great with the sunshine. Today's high 68, 41 our low tonight, 58 the high tomorrow with more clouds coming our way, and then a slight chance of showers, especially overnight, low 49. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday's forecast, and mild with a high of 73 expected. We're currently at 56. Just bumped up to the temperature here. Wow. It was 52. The sun's coming through strong. It's going to be a great day. Yep. ESPN 93.5.
Well, Ebert Festi said Wednesday.
Yes.
And that's always sold out. You stand in line for singles and stuff that's available.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, people, I think, get in. But if you haven't bought your passes, those things sell early.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And it's quite an event here. Roger Ebert, Ebert Fest.
EbertFest.org or thevirginia.org to get details or tickets.
Are we glad that the Brent Christensen trial is not in Champaign-Urbana? It's in Peoria. Anyway, front page of the News Gazette, Christensen had homicidal thoughts. Apparently, stuff that's now been unsealed and released. He was depressed. His wife of 9 years wanted to open up their marriage, meaning they can date or something.
Right.
I don't quite. In a bid to avoid the death penalty, he is, if he is convicted at his trial scheduled for June, Brent Christensen's lawyers want to bring in an expert to argue that the University of Illinois could have done more to help him when they heard of his issues of suicide and homicidal thoughts. So, I mean, what, if you're defending him, which is, you know, certainly in our country, you get a vigorous defense. I told Tom Bruno, I couldn't have. I mean, I understand it. You take an oath. You're supposed to do that as a lawyer, a vigorous defense. But, man, when you're dealing with folks like this guy.
Right.
When he goes to the vigil of this woman he allegedly murdered, walking around looking for his next victim, they got that on tape.
Mm-hmm.
A sick dude. So what happens to him? I mean, by definition, he's a sick person.
Yeah.
Just anyway, it's in Peoria, and poor family never found anything. They came here and stayed for months, didn't they?
Right.
From China, just a horrific, real world. Can't believe it's in my town kind of story, but sickening. And I think that thing starts in a few months in Peoria. But again, that's what we do in this country. You get every benefit. You're innocent until guilty. Believe me, you want to live in a country like this. But in cases where, obviously, we'll see in the trial, but apparently they have a whole bunch of evidence and all these other things. And
jury selection begins in June.
Whew, would you want to be on that jury?
Mm-mm.
They'll ask the questions, and then if you're certain, show certain sympathies or empathies, I suppose you'll be selected. But, you know, whenever we go to jury trial, as was the case for all of us last fall.
Yes.
As a company, we had four people.
Unbelievable.
What are the odds of that?
I know.
We had like four people get jury duty. I never hoped to get on anything. Is that bad? I don't want to be on a... I mean, I'm there to serve.
Yeah.
I'm there reporting dutifully. But I'm just fine if I'm never picked on anything.
Right.
It's okay.
So at the hearing, the defense explained its proposed juror selection procedures, a process that could include everything from visual graphics, one-to-one interviews, and even some Facebook research on the potential jurors to see, you know, if they've been poking around on social media.
Well, you know,
this case.
What do we say? Be careful what you put on social media for jobs. And I guess it would, because if you're a defense guy, and you see a post about how awful this Brent Christensen is, you wouldn't pick them, right? That would be a very biased. And then to find somebody that didn't know much about this, you're saying, well, no way. Actually, it is quite possible in Peoria. You know, that's where they want to change venue.
That's true.
Champaign-Urbana, you would still find people, because this was like a year and a half, 2 years ago now.
Yeah, that's right.
You would still find people that don't know much about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe, but that's just the way it is. I mean, we were moving around doing a lot of things, but you might have heard about something. But, you know, for a while there was every day. I mean, we were talking about this thing every day. I mean, where is she and all these other things? It picked her up over here, and we got video of that. It's just a horrible story. Okay, Horizon RC Fest 2019 will be the largest gathering of radio-controlled cars, trucks, planes, helicopters, and drones ever seen in the Midwest. Bring your own cars, trucks, and planes. Be part of the action at Eli Field in Monticello. This is Saturday and Sunday, June 7 through 9. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7, 8, and 9. If you're already into all things RC, you will not want to miss this event. We'll have open flying, off-road racing, bashing competitions, and more. If you're new to RC, or even if you're not sure what RC is, radio control, you'll also find plenty to do at RC Fest. Tons of hands-on opportunities with the best RC products around. You can try your hand at driving and flying, all while enjoying the races and air shows that'll be happening all weekend. RC pilots must have an active AMA membership to fly their own planes. Again, Horizon RC Fest 2019, June 7, 8, and 9.
Coming to...
844, Jeremy Warner Show. More on the national championship with the Jeremy Warner Show coming up after 9. Let's check sports. Diane Ducey.
All right, St. Louis Cardinals, we're the home for them, and they won over the Dodgers yesterday 4-3. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinal starter went six innings again, and the Redbirds win.
First of all, it was Adam Wainwright. Then it was Miles Michaelis last night, followed up by John Gant, Jordan Hicks. The Cardinals got their pitching staff four runs and won a one-run decision 4-3. Now, the Dodgers had a five-game winning streak snap, Mike, but they may have lost more than just a ball game, as Hyunjin Ryu, who was on the DL last year, May 3rd to August 15th, with a left groin strain, left the game last night in the second inning with a left groin strain.
That's not good for Dodger land, that's for sure. What is good, though, is Mr. Hicks picked up his second save as he set the Dodgers down in the ninth inning. And the Redbirds win the game 4-3. We're on the air today now at 5:50 as Dakota Hudson goes to the mound. Cardinals win the game last night 4-3.
All right. That's good news.
Yeah.
Cubs home opener was sure a fun time for a lot of Cubs fans who were up there. The weather was terrific. 10-0 was the final over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kyle Schwarber hit a homer.
Lefty to lefty, Brault to Schwarber. He drives one in the air, deep left field. Well hit. It's got a chance. Gone.
Kyle Schwarber.
I love that sound.
Indiana University's Kyle Schwarber.
That sounded awesome on US 105.9. John Lester lasted a couple of innings and then ran an RBI double and got a hammy. So we'll see how serious that is later today. Blake Snell struck out 11 over six innings for the Tampa Bay Rays. They improved to 8-3, best start since 2010, beating the Chicago White Sox 5-1 yesterday. They've got a 1-10 start today. Our Illini in action against ISU at 5 o'clock in Normal. Our softball team has a doubleheader in Missouri. Women's golf in Sunset, South Carolina at the Clemson Invitational. Tomorrow we have a spring volleyball game against Purdue at Huff Hall. And don't forget, at 2 o'clock at Memorial Stadium, the Orange and Blue scrimmage will be taking place. And, of course, in case you haven't heard, the NCAA national title game goes to the Virginia Cavaliers 85-77 over Texas Tech in overtime.
Yeah, quite a finish there with excitement.
And they're going to dribble it out from ruin to redemption. The Virginia Cavaliers are the 2019 NCAA national champions.
I'm so happy.
It's crazy.
I wonder what the airport was like in Charlottesville at about 4 a.m. Because when we beat Arizona, really, really cold, we were in Chicago for that, 05. To get to the Final Four, when we were down and down whatever, 14, with 5 minutes of playing, came all the way back to beat Arizona to get to the Final Four, I think there were 3,000 people at Ubbin when the bus rolled in. It was like 3 a.m. and it was frigid. I did not go, but I know who did. It was late. Anyway, I think it was 3,000 folks, and all those wonderful 05 team came off that bus, and I guess they just went nuts.
Another trending story in men's basketball, hard push by UCLA, but Rick Barnes has decided to remain the head basketball coach at Tennessee.
They started at $5 million to come to UCLA and live in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So, anyway, he stays at Tennessee. He's going to be 65, so, I mean, he's probably thinking, you know what, we've got a good thing going on here. The Vols are good. We're good.
Uh-huh.
Why would I want to do this again? Because he used to be at Texas. So, anyway, Rick Barnes stays at Tennessee.
That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
We love champagne with our new baby. But when we hooked up our old washing machine, it wouldn't work. The laundry was really piling up. It was Thursday, and my husband was starting his new job on Monday. I needed a new washer now. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World was recommended to us. And wow, are we glad. They had the perfect Electrolux washer and dryer on sale. Saved us over $600 and had it installed the next day. They came with a free 10-year protection plan, and we got 1 year free financing. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign-Urbana within the past month. I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal on your next appliance purchase. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, high near 70 again today with the sunshine, down to 41 this evening. Clouds tomorrow on a high 57, low 49. Scattered showers and thunderstorm chance at 40% on Thursday, high 73. And then partly cloudy, windy. We've got up into the mid-50s for Friday through and Saturday. 48 the high on Sunday with rainy conditions. But then we're pretty much 60 or better for 10 days out past Easter. So it's feeling like spring is here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Temperature's currently at 58. ESPN 93.5.
I was talking about Brent Christensen, who's in trial for the missing Chinese scholar. Mm-hmm. It's in the front page of the News Gazette if you want to check that story out. You notice everything greened up?
I know it.
It went quickly.
And the flowers are blooming.
I'm seeing some of the, I think they're tulips.
And daffodils.
Yeah. My tulips are coming up. I think those are, we went to Amsterdam years ago.
And
we ordered tulips and had them shipped.
Okay, that's a good idea because I tried to bring them and then was selected.
Non-starter at customs.
I know.
They don't want food and plants and things that have bugs.
I found that out.
Yeah. So anyway, I shipped them. We got them quite a bit later. I actually bought some for everybody on the trip.
That's great.
So you say I have Holland tulips in my yard.
Right.
But anyway, I can't remember where I put them, so I don't know which is which. Anyway, so they're pretty, but I can't honestly say that's from Holland.
There's so many delicate flowers in the spring that if we do get around that freezing point, they just wither up.
Well, that's where you're supposed to go out and cover them with sheets and stuff, nobody does that.
Right.
Who's going to? No.
I mean.
Just nice and
enjoy it while
warm.
It lasts.
Yeah. Anyway, we're supposed to get something in the northwest, a couple of feet of snow possible.
Okay.
In the next few days, is that weather event might pop back up that we had recently. But
some kind of polar vortex.
Something or other. Yeah, we had weather climate classes. None of us will remember a lot.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's there's a weird deal going on in the middle upper Midwest and up to the Dakotas, I think. Anyway, FYI, but around here, I think we're fine. And Ebertfest again starts on Wednesday, which is quite the event here now.
Yes, it is.
It's in the Virginia Theater holds, 1,400 people?
That's right.
It's generally full.
Uh-huh.
And there's really not a bad seat.
There's not.
The screen is so big, and the sound is so good. And it's just, if you like movies, you're fired up.
I was so excited after the first one to see, is it Space Odyssey 2001?
Yeah.
And that was the first 70mm, the opening event. And Roger Ebert at Steak and Shake afterwards.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Talking to him.
He loved about Steak and Shake. The guy loved Steak and Shake.
I couldn't believe I got that lucky. And so many years I visited with people. Matt Dillon I bumped into and talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked with John Patton. Paxton, who isn't even with us anymore, who had relatives that were in Rantoul.
John Paxton died?
Apollo
13 and all that?
Right.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
We'll be back tomorrow and do this again. Again, Cubs off. Cardinals play later on ESPN 93.5 at 10 before 6 for the pregame. Jeremy Warner is coming up next. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy your day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie Chay. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday.